Coventry second half was, we hope, a one-off. We can't have a repeat of that, and the players fully understand that. We had a good meeting on Sunday morning about it, and it was sort of dealt with then. I didn't want to hang about and wait another day, so no panic. It was just we went through certain things and why we lost the game, how we lost the game, and really in a game we were so comfortable in. So we don't want a repeat of that, and I don't expect it. Before that, I think Crewe were very, very unlucky and played some really good stuff. And Crawley and Barnsley, very good performances. So no panic. I'll expect a performance similar to what we've been getting, really.
Was that a case of putting them in on Sunday? Was that a schedule one where you felt that you were going to go through it anyway?
No, it was just a nip it in the bud. And not a punishment. It was just, you know, listen, there have to be sacrifices. And if it means coming in on a Sunday when normally they would have a day off, so be it. That's just part of the course. But I think it was important that we had it. And it also, the fact that we've gone through a third of the season, and you can look back and reflect on that. And it was good, really good. Players were excellent, and they've been excellent in the training since.
We talked last week, didn't we, and you said there are certain stats and bits and pieces that are staring you in the face a bit. And the record now against the sides lower down in the division would be one of those, wouldn't it? Because you've lost to three of the bottom four now. Can you put your finger on it? Where do you start?
I'd have to look at each game individually. And Crewe, I felt we were unlucky. You know, I feel if we keep the level players on the pitch, we'd probably win it. Yeovil was our most disappointing performance. Gillian, we're losing the last minute. Coventry, you know, we lose. So, it's not a good stat. It's not a good stat. If I was looking at it from the outside in, I'd be thinking, why is that? And it's not a case of we've our preparation's been exactly the same. We've not underestimated anyone. We're not that sort of group. So, if it continued, it would be a real, real worry. But I don't think it will.
No. But I guess it's one that brings an air of caution to this weekend. People look at the table saying, well, Scunthorpe at bottom, Posh should roll them over. It doesn't work like that, does it? It's not as simple as that.
No, I never will. And you know, and get the basics right and earn the right to play. That's the most important thing. But I think I've said to you before, probably last week, I think it was a good thing for me to reflect on the fact that we'd been beaten at Gillingham and Yeovil. I'm not so sure if I can keep touching that on that. I get a bit nervous about it. I think I can't keep saying we keep getting beat by these sort of teams.
It's a completely different squad, of course, this season. And I know you don't want to look too much back at last season, but the fact is that it was about this time he had a bit of a wobble, five league defeats on the bounce. Is that there sort of at the back of your mind? Do you reflect on that at all?
No, I don't. I can understand why, you know, if we were to lose Saturday, people might think, oh, they're having another wobble. I think you have to also look at the way we lost games last season. I think that's important. I think there is a right way to lose a game of football. Crewe was a right way to lose it. I thought we went down really fighting with 10 men. Coventry's the wrong way of losing it, where you could say, well, you know what, they might have gone under there. So, of course, you want to win the game on Saturday, but the performance is how we go about it. How we deal, maybe do we go, if we go behind in the game, them sort of, it's a character thing I'm looking at there, and there's ways of losing games. I don't expect us to lose the way we did against Coventry again. I really don't. I'd be really disappointed and surprised if we did. So no, I think this is for me a lot a far more focused group, a group with better character. I really do think that. I think the one thing that I've not had, and it's not excuses, I've had no consistency in my selections, and that isn't an excuse, you know, it's not. But then I look at Steve Cottrell saying, well, I've picked the same team for 9 games, and I've got a good squad, and I should be able to utilise that and use everyone, but to only pick the same team twice is making it a little bit more difficult.